The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. 40 years ago this month, God came to Kentucky. In a small community at a small Methodist college named Asbury, God came. A veteran news commentator reported this extraordinary experience by saying, "This could be the start of something big." Then he asked viewers to put down their newspapers, stop what they were doing, and watch what he had filmed earlier that day. They then watched as hundreds of students gathered in Hughes Auditorium and how they were telling one at a time how God had just changed their lives in the past several hours. It had started earlier that day as students had gathered for an ordinary chapel service. But instead of the usual format, students were invited to speak from their hearts. Some did, telling of the change God was working in their lives. But there was a power present which made their words arrows that stuck in the mind. It caused fellow students and faculty members to consider their own relationship with God. As students confessed their sin and surrendered to God, they were invited to the platform to share. Many of them, in tears, told of how God had forgiven them and changed them. There was now peace where confusion had reigned. They now had direction because they were following the footsteps of the one who had already planned every day of their lives. This meeting would last nonstop for 8 continuous days. Thousands of lives were changed to become what God had created them to be, all through the power of Jesus Christ, who had come in His manifested presence to Wilmore, Kentucky. The news reporter ended his report by saying to his audience, "I've never seen anything like this. I still can't believe it." However, many others did believe it. As students began to call home and tell what was happening, often asking parents and others to forgive them for specific wrongs they had done, the revival fire began to spread. Local people came to the meeting and were touched by the Holy Spirit. One pastor stood in the meeting asking different people in his church to forgive him for wrong attitudes toward them. His wife joined him, confessing her dislike for their community and resistance to God's call there. On the weekends following, witness teams would carry the message of confession and surrender to many other states, and wherever the story was told, God showed up in that place. 2 years later, a group from Asbury came to an East Tennessee college where I was a student. As I listened intently, trying to discern how they had entered this relationship with God that made Him so personal to them, I too was touched by His conviction of specific, personal, unconfessed sin in my life. With God's help, that day I got honest with God and 80 other students about my sin. That confession brought the cleansing that God promises in His Word when He says, quote, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." I too had peace replace guilt, love replaced fear, and power replaced weakness. I've never been the same since. This is the crying need of this day in America, a genuine revival brought on by honest confession of sin in our lives, as God's people would fix more social ills in a few months than government-sponsored programs could fix in 3 centuries. The question is, will we confess our sin to God and to others who know about it? Will we do what 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, that if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and will heal their land? Think about it, because if we don't, someone else will do our thinking for us and for our children, and we won't like what that brings to us. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries, Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.